Chapter 14.
Grandpa! Please! No!
I shrieked as he lowered his straw arms toward me. He bared his teeth like an angry dog and let out a sharp, frightening growl. The straw hands reached down for me. Grandpa Kurt's face was the same. The face I had always known, except that his eyes were so cold. And dead. The straw hands brushed over my face as I climbed to my feet. I took a step back, raising my hands like a shield.
Grandpa, what's wrong? What's happening?
I whispered. My temples were pounding. My entire body shook. His cold eyes narrowed in fury as he reached for me again.
No!
I let out a long wail of terror, then I turned and stumbled to the door. His feet scraped over the bare floor as he lurched toward me. Glancing down, I saw the straw poking out from the cuffs of his pants. His feet! They were straw, too!
Grandpa Kurt! Grandpa Kurt, what is happening?
Was that really my voice? So shrill and frightened? He swung an arm. The straw scratched my back as it swept over me. I grabbed for the doorknob, twisted it, pulled open the door, and cried out again as I collided with Grandma Miriam.
Oh, help! Please help! Grandma Miriam! He's chasing me!
I cried. Her expression didn't change. She stared back at me. In the dim light of the hallway, her face came into focus, and I saw that her glasses were painted on. And her eyes, and mouth, and big round nose. Her entire face was painted on.
You're not real,
I cried. And then darkness swept over me as Grandpa Kurt's straw hands wrapped around my face.